Okay. Shalom Aleichem. We're going to do this as quickly as possible. I know it's Erev Shabbos, but I really think it's so fundamental that take the time to listen to it. Once again, I'll try and be very brief. It deals with two topics. One topic is Shema. The other topic is Tefillah, Shemon Esrei. Tefillah. I hope you read the letter that I sent out for Tisha B'Av, because to one degree or another, I think these two topics, which are so crucial to Jewish life in general, I think are built upon the written letter that I sent to you for Tisha B'Av. Okay, so if you didn't get a chance to look at it then, take a look at it, and I think it'll aid in this. Again, we're going to be as brief as possible. First, we're going to examine Shema, its history. You note the subtitle in the handout here is From Egypt to Sobibor to Today. What do I mean? The first place that we find that Shema is mentioned is with regard to Yaakov Avinu's coming to Mitzrayim after not having seen Yosef all these years, most of that time having thought that he was either dead or, God forbid, had become assimilated into whatever foreign culture he had found himself. And now he knows that Yosef is ruling Mitzrayim. Yosef has sent him indications of the fact that he's remained faithful in every way. And this is the first time that Yaakov sees him after all these years of separation. Yosef himself took care of his own chariot. Right? Not even though he's in a princely state, but he took care of it himself. Right, so I'll keep it out of aim to honor his father. Yael across the Israel of Eve Goshna went to greet Yaakov. A love, and he appeared to him. Vayipol, he saw Yaakov. Vayipol al tzarov, and the Yosef fell upon Yaakov's neck. Vayev kal tzavor va'od, and he cried exceedingly upon Yaakov. Rashi points out, Chazal points out, Vayev kal tzavor va'od, loshen harbos b'chia. He cried exceedingly upon Yaakov. But Yaakov neither cried, nor did he fall upon Yosef's neck to what he called to embrace him, to kiss him. Yaakov was saying Kriya Shema. What's going on? He's saying Kriya Shema. So let's go back a few prakim in Sefer Bereishis. There we know that before Yaakov goes down to Mitzrayim, he's afraid. Ruach HaKodesh has returned to him. Why should I go down to Mitzrayim now at this juncture? It doesn't make sense. I'm once again, the closeness that has been so denied me all these years that Yosef was gone is now returned to me. And now Hashem says I should go down to Mitzrayim? And so Hashem reassures him. And he tells him, Anochi Eredim Cha Mitzrayim. I will go down with you to Mitzrayim. And I will rise up out of Mitzrayim with you together. I will be with you there. In the Golis, I will go down with you, and I will rise up from the Golis with you. And Yosef will place his hand upon your eyes. This verse is pregnant with all sorts of innuendo and deep meaning to it. There are many ways of understanding it. The Netziv, if you look in these psukim there, has a beautiful way of describing it. But the Meshech Chachma, I think, is the one that speaks to us right now. He says, Anoche Reidim Chav, the Yosef Yashis Nezadol Einecha, Yitachim, Ki Amarlo, Shebal Yachkor Be'iyuno Ube'enav, Haskholim, Hasichlim, Al HaTachlis Umahus HaInyan. What Hashem is saying to Yaakov, you know, Yosef will place his hands upon your eyes. Your eyes meaning that the way you understand things, what's the purpose to this? Ruach HaKodesh has returned to me. Why should I go down to Egypt? Why should I leave Eretz Yisrael? Shetorach leila de Mitzrayim v'lalos. Ki mazat tachlis. I'll go down and come back up. To what purpose is this? The sibel eza shlemus. And how this will cause any more shlemus, any more closeness between myself and the Creator. Shala Avram, if I think about it, says the Meshech Chochma, explaining some of Yaakov's feelings right now. Shala Avram Amar Leilech Le'Eretz Kanan. Avram Avinu after was told to leave Chutz Lartz and go to Eretz Kanan. Lishoyer Sham Be'Eretz Ham Yucheres, and not to leave it under less the most unusual circumstances. He's forced because of Rav, etc. Ach Leilech Le'Mitzrayim Mazat Tachlis. But now, why go to Mitzrayim? And so says Meshech Chachma, the verse Yosef Yashis Yado Alinecha means Shezeha Inyan Yatsom Einecha, the events of Yosef that will place a covering on your eyes. That was Yosef, right? Yosef, whom we thought was lost to you, so we thought he was lost to you either by virtue of the fact that he was physically dead or that he was spiritually met his demise. And now you see that record, he's running Egypt, and he's shown to you, right, through many different remuzzins, through many different hints, many different symbols, that he's remained faithful throughout all the tests. That, his hand, what he is now in the position to do, and the effect that he's having on the Egyptian populace, and the world around, as they see, this is a person, right, who believes in Hashem Echad, little Kim Pisurim, as he told Paro when he first met him. God has the answers to everything. This person, the effects that he's having on Egypt and on the world at large, out of nowhere, out of what you thought was the demise of your son, either physically or spiritually, this will cover your eyes. Even though the eyes of your intellect tell you that it makes no sense, what has happened with Yosef tells you you can't always understand what's happening. And so the first experience we have with regard to Shema is Yaakov Avinu as the emes is revealed to him of what's happening here. This, as it were, is the fulfillment of all the emuna that he had before. The emes is revealed, right? The truth is revealed upon the backdrop of the emuna that he had before, that everything Hashem was doing was all for the good, even though he did not understand why. And this is meant to be the springboard as he goes down into Mitzrayim. It's true, you're entering into a new state of emuna, but you should know that once again, the emes will be revealed in the end. Step one, that's the first place that Shema appears. Next, we're people of Shema Yisrael, people of faith. This is the end of Sefer Bereishis. Yikra Yaakov el bono vayomer he'aslu v'agidu lachem es asher yikra eschem v'achris hayamim. Gather together, and I will tell you what will be your fate at the end of days. He kaptzu, become a unit. V'shimu b'nei Yaakov, and listen to me, O children of Yaakov. V'shimu Yisrael v'ichem, and listen to your father, Israel. We know that when Yaakov Avinu wanted to reveal to them the end of days, he wanted to give them, he didn't want to give them, you know, a booklet saying on such and such a day this is going to take place, and such a day this is going to take place, and this is the day Mashiach is arriving, right, so we can all go to sleep until then. No. He wanted to give them a degree of clarity as they went through all the trials and tribulations of the Golos, so it would be clear to them. And then all of a sudden, Ruach HaKodesh left him. And as the Medrash says, Yaakov Avinu was concerned. Why has Ruach HaKodesh left me? Why do I not have the ability to reveal to my children, to give them a clear, right, a clear map? Again, not of events, but of the capacity and the ability to be able to see things clearly in the end of days, so they should not, as it were, fall off the path of truth. Perhaps you're not completing your faith of Hashem. Perhaps you have a disagreement with Hashem, you're angry with Hashem, you're upset with Hashem, you don't understand Hashem, you have claims against Him, right? There's a machlokas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's a division between you and Hashem. You're not one, you're not connected, you're not dovek bo. Amru lo, and his children answered him, Shema Yisrael, listen to us, our father, Avinu. Yashem she'ein b'libcha machlokes al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kach ein b'libenu machlokes. Just as you, right, are attached to Hashem, you have no questions, even though sometimes things are bitter in their experience, but you have no machlokes, you have no disagreement with Hashem, so too we're in the same state. El Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Hashem, who guides our lives, Hashkacha Pratis, we know everything is through His guidance. He is one. The Hashem of clarity and the Shem of where we lack clarity. He doesn't lack any. Where we lack clarity, we know He's one. He's one. And it will be revealed as such one day. The Medrash concludes, Chodo hu Yisrael mashkimu mariven b'chol yom. This is the Shema that we say every day. Shema Yisrael. Interestingly enough, the Medrash says, Shema Yisrael, Avinu b'maras ha-machpela. We're calling out, right? Again, there are different ways to understand it, but here the Medrash says, we call out to Yaakov Avinu in the Maras ha-machpela in Chevron and Kiryat Arba. And we say to him, Oso dovar shetzivi sonu, that which you commanded us to always keep firm and clear in our minds, that even though we may go through bitter and not so understandable from our vantage point times, we know that Hashem is one and it's all good, even though sometimes we may be very bitter. Adayin hu noeg banu Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So this is Hasemes, and again, this needs thought. Right. I'm just saying it as briefly as possible because I know the day is short. It's Erev Shabbos. You have to recover from Tisha B'Av. Have to prepare for Shabbos Kodesh. Think about it. Sfasemis says he brings the name of the Rabbunim, Yipshischa, Rabbinim, Yipshischa. He says, Shehiksa lama ratza legalos haketz. Why did Yaakov Vino wish to reveal the ketz? But tirtz, as we said before, Dishkeshenoda haketz, Hagolus v'nokel. When things are clearer, and as you have a clear understanding, it's easier. He's an experience. Again, he's not going to tell him on such and such a date, this is going to happen, such and such a date, this is going to happen, such and such a date, this is going to happen. Just to give them the ability to have that clarity. Mikol makom, says Rasemes, Ayidi Amuna Gamkin Yicholim Lirosa Emes. Hashem wanted us to go the path of Emuna. Just as Yaakov Vino went through the path of Emuna. When Yosef was gone, the Emes was revealed to him, so too also Hashem wants that for us. And therefore, the Jewish people travel through a long, long corridor. And sometimes the corridor is very dark. But as the pasuk says, Ha'am holchim b'choshech, the nation that walks through the darkness, ro or godol, in the end they see a great light. Rak Yaakov Avinu olav shalom rotza shlo nuchal litos kval. He didn't want us to make any mistakes. She is a nigla. And Yishar sasum, but it remained closed. He was not able to reveal this to us, as we saw earlier. Shetzrichim yegia limtzo ze, Hashem wanted us to struggle with it, to build ourselves through it. An emes, truth, it's clear. An emuna, you rely upon Hashem and you struggle and struggle to understand. And when you know you can't understand, you rely upon Hashem. The truth eventually will become clear. A side point, we get a very important point that needs to be mentioned over here, and that which the Haredim mentions, that when Yaakov Avinu gathered together all of the Jewish people. The Jewish people, his sons, the tribes, right? In order to be able to tell them that how the end of days would emerge, how would it evolve, he wasn't able to do it. He thought perhaps there was something wrong with them. There was a machlokas, they had a machlokas on Hashem. And so they reply, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, says the Sefer Haredim. This is another concept that's also fundamental and crucial for us. He says the word Shema, as we find in Sefer Shmuel, Vayashama Shol Es Ha'am, and Shol gathered together, the word Shema means to gather together as well. This is when you hear, when you listen to something. I understand both your eyes and your ears both bring in, yeah, the data from the outside. The brain interprets it, both for the eyes and the ears. But in when you see something, your perception of the gestalt is you see in front of you. You see something all at once. Right? God forbid you don't see one piece here, one piece there, another piece here, another piece, and then you put it together. If God forbid a person is seeing things like that, then he knows it's time, chas v'chalili, should be spared, right? He has to go to a neurologist. Something is not bestater. But in hearing, we already sense, okay, that we are hearing sounds, and those sounds are turning into syllables, which are turning into words, which are turning into sentences, which are turning into paragraphs, which are turning into a saga. Gather together, shmia, to hear. They said Shema Yisrael, and says the Sefer Haredim, right? Sha'omru hamekubalim shiloshim kibbutz, to gather together. V'chol echad echad be'ez kriya Shema miyached libo im kol adas Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, gather together all Jewish people. We say to ourselves, as we saw in the Medrash earlier, we say it to Yaakov Avinu Shema Yisrael. And we say it's a collective of all of Klal Yisrael to gather together, because it's only through the gathering together of all the Jewish people, the job description of the Jewish people, which is to live the Emunah until the Emes is revealed, The only way it can be accomplished is if we all recognize that each one of us has a different portion in this revelation process. That's why the Shloah and others say Yisrael is Osios, is letters Yud, Sin, Resh, Aleph, Lamed. Yisrael is Osios, Yesh, there are Shishim, 60, Rebo, 10,000s, Osios, letters La Torah, to the Torah. The Torah and Klal Yisrael are one. Yisrael, Yesh, Shishim, Rebo, Osios, La Torah. We see this when we come to Sefer Dvarim, this week's parsha of Yeschanan. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Says Rashi, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, Hashem Shu Elokeinu Ata. Hashem, who we recognize now, is the one who guides our lives. Vashgacha Pratis. V'lo Elokei Ol Dikochavim. Doesn't mean Hashem's not running the world for them also. He is. Right? But they're perception. They don't have that sense of closeness because they're not interested in that sense of closeness. Because in order to have that sense of closeness, one has to be a mekabel Torah. One has to receive the Torah and know that every moment from the time that we wake up in the morning until the time we go to sleep, from the time that we're born until the time they put us in the kever, right? Avev Esrim, okay? Our lives have to be linked to the lens of the Torah. How we see things, how we act upon things, how we react to what happens to us, how we do mitzvahs, how we learn Torah, how we daven, etc. So if Hashem is Elokeinu, that was a unique relationship. He's Elokim, he's Melech Olam for everyone. But it's Elokeinu, Mashiach Alinu Bashkoha Pratis. So we declare Hashem, Shu Elokeinu Ato. We know it. And we go through sometimes very bitter times, but we know it. One day Hashem will speak to the entire world. As the Pasuk says, Azeh foch bachasig etzvanya, to Rashi brings two psukim, right? Azeh foch amim safa brua, I will speak in a clear language to everybody. It will be very clear. Everybody will understand when Hashem speaks to them. V'nemar v'yomu yeh Hashem echad u'shmo echad. That day when it's so clear that even the nations of the world who've been doing their own thing all along, for better or for worse, right? Then everybody recognizes Hashem is Echad Shmu Echad. Everyone will recognize it. To be clear, i.e., you live by Emuna, you know that eventually the Emes will be revealed. I once read two accounts, right? Two accounts of one of the Sonderkommando in Sobibor, those who were in charge of taking out the bodies from the gas chambers in the concentrate called Sobibor. In that site now, there's nothing there. I mean, they're building a monument there, but this place was totally plowed over. You would never know that anything was ever there. I mean, hundreds of thousands of Jews were murdered there. But I remember, in this account, he said as follows. He remembered once, right, such a stark contrast for him, that a group of women, two groups of women were brought to Sobibor. Many were, what he relates over there. One was brought from Western Europe, and they even were brought in a regular train. In other words, if they thought they were going, you know, they were taking them to, you know, to, albeit to labor, whatever it is, but they took them in a regular train, and they arrived there, and when they realized what was happening to them, the shouts were, it can't be, it can't be, it can't be, it can't be. Many of these were from, unfortunately, you know, assimilated backgrounds. It can't be. This is not the world we know. It can't be, but it was. And then he relates that a group of Polish women, right, were brought from the ghettos to Poland, were more familiar, right? They'd received better education. They hadn't been so detached from their heritage. What came out of their mouths when the same bitter realization came upon them, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. This is not an indictment of anybody. It is meant to be a lesson to us. You can live Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. You can live with the world the way everybody sees the world. In which case, when the stark realization Yeah, it comes to us in hard days. Hashem is not doing it in quite upheaval fashion, as they witnessed 70, 80 years ago, but the world is slowly being erased. The possibilities of enjoyment, of pleasure, of recreation, of entertainment, very much limited. The anarchy in the streets. He's doing us, right, a painful favor. Painful favor. We should be people, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. We should not aspire to the unfortunate, situation where all we can say is it can't be. And finally, this is V'chol Me'odecha. The end of Parshas V'Ahavta, V'chol Me'odecha. Rashi brings from Chazal, V'chol Mida Umida Shemodid Lecha. However, Hashem, right? Sometimes our experience is one of Chesed, Rachmim from Hashem, other times of Din. Sometimes it's a pleasant experience in our life, sometimes it's a bitter and difficult experience. Says the Meshech Chachma, the idea of Ma'od is a davar nosaf. Ma'od, extra. Says the Meshech Chachma brilliantly, the difference between man and the animal kingdom is the animal kingdom sees what's in front of them. If there's fire, we run. If it looks good, we embrace it. And if there's something that looks dangerous, we're not investing in this. We're running. Under normal circumstances. Man is willing to put himself into difficult circumstances because he looks ahead. He sees there's potential here for something great. People for business are willing to take chances. People for business are willing to travel the world. Right? Oh, there are all sorts of issues and difficulties involved in this. It's worth it because I see the ultimate goal. That is the ma'od of man, right? The ma'od of man, he sees more than just what's in front of him. B'chol me'odecha, says the Meshech Chachma, explanation of this perish, b'chol me'odecha, b'chol mida u'mida shemodid lecha, in every fashion, in every form, the way that Hashem, as it were, treats you, whether it be b'chesed, or whether it be, right, b'din, right? Afilu manish, Yargish Adam Shakol Tova Asid. Let's look towards the future. It's bitter now, but I know it's going towards the good. And there's a reason for this, though I don't understand it at all. And it may not make any sense to me whatsoever. But I trust him. This is cleansing me of a sin, is it declared to make me a more lofty person? Whatever it is. We're not getting involved in all the hidden secrets, some which we can understand, some which we can't even understand. As long as we haven't shuffled off the mortal coils, as long as we remain denizens that walk the face of this earth, we cannot understand some of the highways and byways of the labyrinth called Hashgacha. Homo Odecha, though, teaches us we should use this capacity that belongs to man. Realize that sometimes difficult roads lead to great rewards at the end. Okay. This is Shema. Let's now take a look once again, very briefly, at Shemon Esrei, at Tefillah. This is also, once again, in our parsha. The parsha starts off with the tefillah of Moshe. The tefillah of Moshe requesting entry into Eretz Israel. And we learn many of the dinim of tefillah from what Moshe Rabbeinu does. But the question, right, that disturbs us, it really does disturb us. If Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah didn't work, he didn't get into Eretz Yisrael. So why am I learning from his tefillah? Why should I bother davening? If it didn't help him, why should it help me? Beginning Sukkim. Eschanan el Hashem be'eseh hilei mor. Hashem elukim atah ikhalos la'aros es abdecho es godlecho v'sitcho achazak. He praises Hashem for that, all that he's witnessed, all the that which the Jewish people have witnessed throughout their exodus from Egypt, the crossing of the Yamsuf, what do you call all the miracles of the desert, the revelation at Sinai, etc. Ebron, no, my request is I should go into Eretz Israel to see Eretz Israel. Vayishaber Hashem b'lamanchem, and Hashem, for your sake, was angry with me. Lo shomayla, he did not hear my tefillah. Vayomer Hashem elai, Rav lach, you have enough. Al tosef davar elai od b'davar hazeh, do not speak to me on this topic again. Anymore on this topic. So we're looking at this, and we're saying, I'm supposed to learn freely from this. This is a failure. So what does that mean? If Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillahs weren't responded to, why should mine? Let's examine this once again. I'll attempt to be concise, but I think it's very important. Amar Moshe Shneimro says the Ader Seliyo says the Gra Ravlach Lo Nimel Vakesh. Look what we meant to learn from this. Moshe Rabbeinu to whom Hashem said in the end, but he called you. You're not going to get good. You have plenty of reward. He said, but even though what he called, and Moshe Rabbeinu understood there was a big problem here about entering into Israel, and nonetheless he davened. Shar Bnei Adam Al Achas Kana Vakama. Other people for sure should daven. Hello? For sure should daven. Fascinating. So there's a reason, we'll see in just a moment, why Hashem didn't let Moshe Rabbeinu, why he didn't respond to his tefillah. But even though that Hashem had already told Moshe Rabbeinu, you're not entering Eretz Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu davened anyway. And even though the situation looks bleak for us, we should never stop davening. We should never stop davening. The Medrash called the Ader Seliyahu brings from Chizkiyahu HaMelech. Chizkiyahu HaMelech was told by Yeshayahu Nabi, you're going to die. You're going to die. Now. And Yeshayahu was responded to by Chizkiyahu HaMelech. He says, my Kabbalah is, that which I received from my fathers, is that a person should never despair of prayer. And if I'm going to daven, and he davened, and Hashem gave him more life. Why indeed did Hashem not respond to what we would call positively to Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah, his plea to enter into Israel? So Malbim, others talk about this, we'll just use the Malbim just as one reference. For Omer Chazal, Shim Haya Moshe Nichnas La'aras Hayabona Beis HaMikdash, he would have built the Beis HaMikdash had he entered into Israel, it would not have been destroyable, it would have been indestructible. But since the Jewish people were not living on the sort of level that they were capable of not sliding backwards, after all, they did sin in the Midbar, and it showed understandably some flaws that were there still. And they would not be able to live up to that sort of point where they're not worthy of destruction. But if the Beis HaMikdash were built by Moshe, it would be indestructible. Then who would be destroyed? God forbid us. Chas v'chalilah. This is the way the Malbim relates to this idea of l'ma'amchem, for your sake, Hashem became angry with me. Again, there are lots of discussion here. The point here is not to be marich, but we do learn from here that one should never despair of davening. One should never despair of davening. See, Chizkiah was answered, even though Novi told him he's going to die. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't get the response that he was asking for, but there's a reason for that. Moshe Rabbeinu understood it. Rav Loch, you have much, Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? It's not possible. It's not possible. Why? Because it's all l'manchem, for the sake of the Jewish people. Continues the Medrash here. Abashol Omer, Zeh Siman L'Tefillah. Now let's enter, let's delve into concisely but deeply into the world of Tefillah. Tefillah is not a cosmic Coke machine. It's not as though Hashem created the world and he turned around and he said, oh my goodness, what we do now with the human predicament, the existential crisis, how man deal with all of the vicissitudes of life. Oh, I know, let's give them prayer. Let's give them prayer. Tefillah is not a reactive, right, solution to man's difficulties. If anything can be said, as Rav Kook said many times, right, the difficulties and the issues of man are there in order that he should daven. Not that davening, right, is there to solve his issues. It does solve issues. Let's not be confused. It does solve issues. But the reason of tefillah is not reactive. It's not an afterthought. Oh, what are we going to do? Okay, we'll give him tefillah. Says Abashol, here in the Midrash. Zeh Siman L'Tefillah. This is a siman where a person can sense, can know that he would have called his tefillah is being accepted. In Kivan Adam Libel L'Tefillah. If he was mechaving, now, kavanah under normal circumstances, a person should know what he's doing. he should be aware of everything that he's saying in tefillah. Yehemuftach shetfilos nishmas. He should know that his tefillah is being heard. Shenemar, tochin libam, takshiv oznecha. It's a very strange pasuk. You, tochin atah Hashem, you shall prepare their hearts, and you shall hear with your ears. Again, that's an anthropomorphism. Hashem does have ears, right? That's very steam. It seems all very, one-sided here. You will prepare their hearts, and you will hear their tefillos. Aren't we supposed to prepare our own hearts? Aren't we supposed to prepare our own hearts? Says Rav Yochanan. I'm Rav Yochanan. Yochanan continues. He says that 10 lashonos of tefillah. Right. Brought down Chazal, different places. Note in this version of it, tefillah doesn't appear. This one maybe it's disconsidered, but in certain what he called Muskalas tefillah itself doesn't appear. So this is Chasemis, the Medrash, Shasar Lashonos. These are all drachim and etzos lovo litfila. These are all methodologies. Shava, right? Supplication, tzaka, crying out, naka, right? Calling out from a sense of emptiness, etc. Him drachim the etzos lovo litfila. These are all methodologies to reach tefillah. Ki tefillah atzma ina b'chlal lashonos. This is the Sfasemis, Nusach, right, of that Medrash. Tefillah itself is the goal. These are methodologies to reach that goal. Why? And then as it continues on in the Medrash, which we saw before, Zeh simon letefillah. This is a sign, a symbol of tefillah. The kosher, says Sfasemis. What do you mean? Kavone is a simon letefillah? Kavana is the ikar tefillah, right? Why is it called a simon? If you don't have kavana, then you're not davening. If you're thinking about what you did last week or what you're doing or do next week, or right now whether your shoes are not polished, right? You're not davening. I'm not saying it's easy, right? I'm not standing on a pedestal here and saying, I never have an issue with this, right? But it is the moment, at those moments we're not davening, we're someplace else. So we don't understand. What does it mean, the kavana, as being a simon that your tefillah is mekubal? It's not tefillah if it's not kavana. And also the pasuk, as we said before, the pasuk from Tehillim, tochin libam takshiva znecha, you will prepare their hearts, you will hear them. It's all Hashem, right? It's a unilateral act on His part. Aren't we doing this? Ach yachona amitis, the true preparation, gam kein Hashem yisbarach. It's true. We take a step, and Hashem helps us complete it. Real hachana, tochin libo. Is that siman? In hirgish sheyegia lachavin libo, lios nishpach libo nochach pe Hashem. When I struggle, because the ikar of my tefillah is to connect to Hashem. As we said before, our issues exist so we should connect to Hashem. It's true we're davening that Hashem should end our difficulties. But we have to know in our heart of hearts, the ikar of tefillah is not, as I said before, the cosmic coke machine. You know, give me what I want and I won't bother you anymore. I'll be out of your hair, call the yochel, as it were. I want the cherry coke, just give me the cherry coke. Fine, we don't have to talk anymore. Bye bye, be well. Right, I'll meet you again next time I got a problem. The ikar of tefillah is the connection. If I, right, really want that, I really want the connection, then Hashem is making my lave. He lifts my heart up to beyond all of the causes and all the sources and all the beginnings of the conduits of His Hashkacha down into this earth. He lifts me up to that place and He and I connect. Tochi libam, that I know that Hashem is being takshiv osnecha, that I know you are listening to me. And as I take the first step, that first step sometimes is the spark plug for that first step can be Sa'aka, crying out, Rirus, bitterness, Bitsur, I feel in narrow straits. That becomes the spark plug. Solving that issue is not the ultimate goal of tefillah, though it is necessary and it is part of tefillah, but the goal is to connect. Finally, it says the Sfasemis. And let's read it carefully, with this will conclude. And I ask of you, please, right? The things I'm saying here are way beyond me. way beyond me, but I hear them. Think about them. We praise Hashem in the beginning of our tefillas, just as Moshe Rabbeinu did. Nira ki lechora ma'in and tefila na'achas sha'al ki mishpat Hashem bol adam kol hasibos me'Hashem mishpat Hashem bol adam kol hasibos. Let's think for a second. We're praying under normal circumstances. Our prayer is generated by difficult circumstances of one sort or another. Not always, it's true, but sometimes, quite often. Don't we believe that Hashem is just in bringing these circumstances upon us? And if we don't believe He's just, then why are we davening to Him? So we believe He's just. Then once again, why are we davening? To alleviate something that's good for us? Rabbi is boning ha'adam godol shvachol shomakom uvrosov ukoyachol. The goal of tefillah is to recognize that Hashem is the source of everything. He's the source of everything I have. He's the source of my salvation. He's the source of existence. He's the source of reality. He's the source of everything. And it's true that the mishpat, sometimes, right, the world of din, the world of justice requires that a person be nanash, to be cleansed, to be rectified, whatever the case may be, without going into the subject, which is the subject, right, well, right, of many, 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 many shiurim in its own right. He knew that he wasn't so. Hashem said he's not going to Eretz Israel. But nonetheless, he davened. Why? Because, and it's ununderstandable to us, even though all of this is just what's happening to us, in the world of tefillah, a person rises above the source of this level of justice. And now our request of Hashem is, please deal with me, accomplish with me what you need to accomplish with me, what my soul requires, what my soul needs, but because you are the source of everything, you're the source of everything and anything, you're the source of reality itself, you can accomplish this through the avenue, through the conduit of Rachem, not through the avenue, the conduit of Din. That's what we have to learn from Moshe Rabbeinu, that he davened knowing all of this. Nonetheless, there are times when Hashem says, right? No. No. For reasons that we're not always privy to. I remember Yudav Axman, Zichron Levracha, father of Nachshon Axman. He was a neighbor of mine. I remember in Ramot. His son Nachshon, many, many years ago, was kidnapped by Arab terrorists, Yimach Shimon. And in the all of Klal Yisrael was doubting from him. I think 50,000 people were at the Kosel. Everybody was dominating for him. Everybody, every stripe of Jew was dominating for him. But in the end, they tried, what do you call it, to save him. And Nachshon died, Hashem Yikum Domo. And some of the soldiers, one of the soldiers, what do you call it, the commander of the mission, also was killed. And some foolish reporter went to Yehuda Waxman, his name be blessed, his memory be blessed. And asked him, he says, there were so many prayers, how do you explain the fact that it didn't work? That Hashem, whatever referred to as Hashem, this reporter, called the Elohim, again, didn't answer your prayers. And Yehuda Waxman said an unbelievable statement then. The Kiddush Hashem. He said to him, I believe in Hashem that He is our Father, and sometimes a Father has and the right and does say no. That's his answer. What the cheshbon is, don't know. Right? That's not a reason not to daven. We're not privy to whether, what do you call it, right? What the cheshbonos are. So the mere fact that we daven knowing that everything that's happening to us is all for mishpat, it's all for the good. But nonetheless, we can rise up higher above that. It's the miracle of tefillah. And that's what we're meant to learn, that Moshe Rabbeinu davened, in spite of the fact that Shem told me, you're not going to Eretz Yisrael. And Chizkiyah davened, and was responded to in the way, what we call positive response, received more years of life, in spite of everything. That's the miracle of tefillah. It's important. It's Parshas Beschanan. It's Parshas Shabbos Nachamu. It's the beginning of the comfort. It's the beginning of comfort. As we leave the world of Tisha B'Av, we leave the world of Avelos. We enter into the world of Nechama, of a new way of looking at things. Again, I'm just being Ramis to what I wrote to you earlier with regard to Tisha B'Av. We enter into a world of Nechama, of looking at things differently. The part of entering and living that world of Nechama requires that we think about what we're saying when we say Shema. We try, as it were, to internalize the ideas that we learned over there, and that when we stand before Hashem at Tefillah, we should internalize what we're meant to gain from Tefillah, what Tefillah is meant to do, how Tefillah is meant to change us, not just to change our destiny, but as it changes us, it does indeed change our destiny. Hashem answer all the Tefillahs of Klal Yisrael. And may we see, right, Yeshua, and Nechama Amitis, Meher Amenu Amen.